HR that makes a difference on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Well, if you're watching your 401k, maybe you're watching the unemployment rates, the inflation rates, you probably are like me, you have no idea what's going on. Well, fortunately for you, we have one of the great experts joining us on the Quiver River Electric guest line. He's none other than Dave Simons, the host of Dollars and Cents, right here on KMOX. How are you, Dave?
I'm great, Michael. Way too kind, but thank you.
Well, by the way, you're doing everything, right? You got a podcast now. You got a book coming out. I mean, what are you trying to do? Take over the media?
You got a book coming out?
No. But again, just you keep adding the accolades. I'll take them. You know, training for marathons, learning the guitar, trying to learn a foreign language. I can't sit still, guys.
Wow. What's the book?
I'm toying with something that has a working title, like 100 Things to Know Before You Die Related to Investing. Just kind of that funny little title, but it could be a few years in the making. I'm just toying with it.
Well,
right
maybe
now.
You can write it in Spanish after you get through with your linguistics challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, here's one for you, 100 Things You Ought to Know. That those marathons are bad for your knees, Dave.
You know what, though? I got to tell you, I don't know if it's a genetic gift, but I've been doing marathons for a long time, just ran my 18th, and I'm in my 60s, and I've had no issues at all. But I do a lot of cross training. In fact, I just got out of the gym, a lot of strength training, and I think that's key. But it's genetics, I admit.
I never felt more inadequate in my entire life. Now, Fitch's has downgraded the credit rating of the United States of America. What does that mean?
You know, guys, this is really symbolic more than anything else, and that's not to diminish the importance of what Fitch just did. But, you know, to kind of bring it home and what this really means, think about it ourselves. Let's say you have a really, really good credit score. Let's say it's, you know, 840 or something like that. Well, pretty much anyone's going to give you a loan. You can do business anywhere. But if you had missed a couple of car payments and then your credit rating gets dumped, all of a sudden, maybe you don't get a loan as easily. That's kind of conceptually what we're talking about here, where now our country's financial standing in the world takes a very minor hit here. As Fitch says, hey, guys, stop messing around with the fiscal responsibility that you've been given as the world's reserve currency. The rest of the world looks to us to be the strongest, and yet you continue to talk about these government shutdowns. You can't pass budgets, the profligate spending. Stop pointing fingers at each other. It's all of you. This has to stop. So it's really nobody's going to see any impact on this today. Interest rates are not going to go up because of this. We're not going to lose our reserve currency. The dollar's not going to crash and burn. This is more down the road. This is a warning shot to say, do something now, because 5 or 10 years later, we could have some problems.
And they identified two specific things. One was the potential looming shutdown again in October, which is being threatened by Speaker McCarthy and the Republicans. And at the same time, they talked about their inability to act on the insurrection and the instability as it relates to government. It was curious to me, the Biden administration really came out hostile against this organization for downgrading them. But if you look at what they pointed to as the reason they're doing it, it's the opponents of Joe Biden that are the reason that they've downgraded the credit.
Well, you know, this is interesting timing. Exactly 12 years ago tomorrow, so August 5th, 2011, was the first shot across the bow. There are three rating agencies. Fitch is one of them. S&P is the big boy. S&P, you may recall, was the first to downgrade our credit rating from AAA to AA+. That actually meant something back then. That was coming out of the Great Recession. We were spending money like crazy. We were also talking about cutting taxes at the same time. Well, how are we going to pay for it? And S&P stepped in and goes, guys, this is unsustainable. Look at the deficits that you're creating. And that really did impact the markets in a negative way. Well, almost to the day 12 years later, the second of the three rating agencies does the same thing, and there's a shrugging of the shoulders. And that's maddening to me. I have to be honest. The market sold off a little bit, but now we're focused again on the unemployment rate and the politics and all that. The bottom line is this really doesn't matter today. It does not change our status as the big financial powerhouse in the world. Our borrowing costs around the world are not going higher. Like I said before, This is largely symbolic, and it's a message to the politicos. You're right, Michael. This is a message to say, get your house in order. My skepticism says they're shrugging their shoulders. They're turning away. They don't care.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's all very unsettling to me. The institutions just aren't working right now, and I'm thinking specifically of the institution of Congress.
Yeah.
And here we sit, and nobody's talking about the looming crash of the Social Security system, the Medicare system. Nobody's talking about the trillions of dollars that both parties have added to the national debt and the size of the debt vis-a-vis the GDP of the country. And I've heard different economists, Dave. Some say that the deficits we're running really aren't that big of a deal, and others say that there's a day of reckoning coming, which is kind of scary, especially for younger people, if that day of reckoning really is coming with our economy. What do you think about the debt load that we're carrying in this country?
Well, I both sides have a point. On the one, well, it doesn't really matter. Well, what they're looking at, John, is the interest that we pay on that debt. That's really the centerpiece of that. How much of our of the tax revenues that come in are actually going to service the debt? Do you know what? Historically, it's very average. Even though our burgeoning debt load continues to hit record highs, because we still have very, very low historic rates because of bonds that were locked in. So the interest that we're paying on debt right now is bonds that were taken out and debt that was taken out in previous years. So that's what they look at. Ah, no big deal. But the day of reckoning, you nailed it. It's out there. Now, I will say we've been talking about a day of reckoning since the 1980s. Seriously, as the deficits were first going up. And it really hasn't mattered. So the way that I answer that question, John, is this is very Yogi-esque, but it will matter when it matters. And it's not mattering today. And unfortunately, I hate to even say this, but I believe this fully. It's going to take a major crisis. So when you talk about Social Security, nobody's going to do a darn thing. Why? Because we have the power as voters, and we are not going to put in people who are going to do anything to our Social Security. So I think we need to look in a mirror. We can look at D.C. and we can yell and scream and go, I can't believe you're letting this happen. Oh, but I don't want to vote for you if you're going to do anything about it.
Dave, this may be an unfair question because we've only got about a minute left, but we were watching the inflation rate go through the roof. The unemployment rate was so low. Things seem to have been stabilized. Many of us in our own 401ks, et cetera, had buckled down for maybe some type of a recession. Doesn't look like we're headed that way anymore, huh?
No, that's where the debate still is, Michael, is are we heading for that soft landing? Did the Fed really pull off a bit of a miracle that nobody was expecting? Because earlier this year, the vast majority of economists were calling for a recession. My own personal opinion, for what it's worth, is I still think we could have a mild recession. I think the markets already have factored some of that in. I don't think it's going to cause, let's say, the stock market to tumble. I'm not expecting some major bear market. But I do think that we're going to see a bit of a slowdown that just barely dips into a recession. That's not enough for people to start changing their 401ks or anything like that. We'll get through it.
That is Dave Simons. He's the host of Dollars and Cents here on KMOX. He's also the author of a new podcast that you can find wherever podcasts are found. And you just look up Dave Simons. Really fascinating guests he has on there. In-depth interviews. I think you'll like it. Check it out.
Like you guys.
Well, a couple of fine guests
there. Proof you were desperate for top-up people.
We've got to step aside for the news, Dave Simons. Have yourself a great weekend.